Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Body, Soul, and Spirit podcast. I want to talk today about the seasonal type of depression that sometimes and so often comes to plague society and plague people's lives. And oftentimes, we don't really understand what happens to us when you kind of feel this mood, this sadness. You know, here you see the holidays, it's supposed to be a fun time, it's supposed to be a joyous time, you see, and hear all this Christmas music. But oftentimes I find dealing with so many people that it's really not the happiest time of the year. And I want to just talk about that today. And if you have any questions, please submit them. I love to hear from you. I know that oftentimes it goes unnoticed, this depression that wants to settle in. But if we really looked at it, what it is and what happens in our brain neurologically, you have to look at the neurotransmitters. Your neurotransmitters are serotonin, norepinephrine, dopamine, acetylcholine, glutamate, endorphins, gamma-aminobutyric acid. And this is important because we have to understand this part because it's what's behind our mental health. Now, the brain does not, when it doesn't produce enough dopamine or certain neurotransmitters, sometimes there could be this inability in a person to feel pleasure or joy. Oftentimes, a person can have like this sense of depression, this sadness, and it's really affecting the brain chemistry. And because there's an effect to the brain chemistry, there's not enough dopamine that's being released. These neurotransmitters that are really happy, you know, like endorphins or dopamine, these happy kind of, you know, changes in your body, if it's not released, then it's going to affect your behavior. It's going to affect your mental health because there's a decrease in dopamine. And I talk about exercise a lot because when you're exercising, there is this release of this dopamine that's happening in your brain. And so it's important for us to really look at it from a biological perspective also, because it could very well be that there's not enough dopamine that's being released, and that's what causes you to feel so sad. But there are natural ways to increase those levels of dopamine. You have to increase that production of dopamine. And there's this, the way we can do that is through exercise, is through sleeping, through, believe it or not, proper hygiene, when you feel good about yourself. Also your food choices, that's important. Your spiritual part, that is key. And we'll be talking about that also. But oftentimes, you know, we have to, people will oftentimes move with beyond this, almost this sense of loss or a sense of hope. And they just feel like, things are not getting any better, you know, and you feel sad. You feel the holidays and it just makes you feel a sadness. Maybe it's seasonal depression. You feel sad. And so it's important for us to look at that dopamine. So there's things that we can do, right? We can connect spiritually with God. We can, because after all, he releases joy. He is joy. And so if we're missing that component in our life, well, he can release that. And they've done study after study. When you have a connection with your spirit and God, there's so many things that are occurring inside of your brain. You could exercise, you can get out, you could make better food choices. You know, there are certain choices of food that are actually causing the sadness. Your sleeping patterns, are you getting enough sleep? You know, your hygiene, all of those things are important. And they found that even when you start to make moves towards this release of dopamine, you could actually feel better. You can actually have this sense of hope. So let's define depression. What is depression? It's really a mental health disorder. And it's really characterized by a persistent depressed mood. It's like a loss of interest in activities. It causes significant impairment to somebody's life. You know, this type of depression, you know, can be biological, psychological, or sociological, but it causes changes in your brain function. It causes a mood disorder that causes this feeling, right, where you're just sad often. Sometimes it's just a loss of just pleasure. Anything you do, it's just not bringing that pleasure. And it really affects and causes so many other things, because the symptoms of depression include this sad feeling, hopeless feeling, fatigued, just a loss of interest. And it really makes it difficult to try to manage daily life, right? So it really reduces this quality of life. It could cause physical symptoms as well, like a loss of energy, right? You just don't feel like doing anything, low mood. And that's just a very struggling way to live. You maybe struggle to even attend obligations, right? To attend church, to attend maybe a party that you have to go to. Your relationships begin to suffer. And then when this mood starts to last for a very long time, it becomes a disorder. And depression causes so many things. It causes us to have this negative view of ourselves, of others, about the future. This depressive feeling and thoughts, it brings a sense of feeling, this sense of thinking, and it's hard to combat. And it's important for us to look at what is really at the root of the sadness, this depression. Sometimes people have major depressive disorder. There's actually about 9 types of depression. And the major depressive disorder, it's just very severe. You know, in other words, you will feel like this every day, most of the day. It's got so many symptoms. You're just, nothing excites you. You have a great display of anger over even small things, very irritable, just easily frustrated. You have a loss of interest in activities. You're anxious, you're restless, you're indecisive. You have a difficulty making decisions, all of these things. And by no means am I sitting here trying to diagnose you. You know, if you catch yourself feeling that way, you really need to seek professional help. That's important for you to do. But this is just kind of a way for, this podcast is intended for you to kind of just look, is it seasonal? Is it something that's happening to me? Because I've noticed, right, that I feel sad a lot. There's just different types of depression, and we just need to know which one it is so that we can do something about it, because you can actually do something about it. You don't have to stay in that situation. So there's situational depression too. This is short-term. It's short-term stress, and it's related to a type of depression. And we got to be careful, because these are seasons, right? During Christmas time, where you might feel the stress of having to buy gifts for everybody, or you feel stress because you've got to go to these parties. You're going to have to meet family that you really don't want to be with. And the season is just triggering stress. And it could actually be detrimental to your health. It could actually be a situational depression that just triggers things in your life, right? It just triggers a trauma. It triggers some life-changing event that happened to you in the past. And it's really more common than major depression. And I think it's important that we identify it. You know, is it during this time that I start feeling this way? Is it during the season that I start feeling like this? And the symptoms of seasonal depression is excessive sadness and worry. And it just like worrying, is this ever going to go away? And it could lead to other like major depressions. You just have a trouble focusing. You have a disinterest in food, feeling overwhelmed. You just avoid social situations and interactions. You kind of want to just go and be by yourself. You don't want to deal with people. And it's well, when you identify it, you know, we can see it as, gosh, this is lack of joy. I can't seem to find joy in anything. I recall being in a season like that in my life. It was not seasonal. I think it was major depression at one time and with reason. I had lost my late husband. It was very traumatic and nothing seemed to make me happy. Nothing seemed to be joyful. It's almost like this luster of life just was taken from you. And I want to just encourage you today, if you have felt, whether it was major depression or you have felt seasonal depression or any other type of depression, postpartum depression, I just want to tell you that there's hope, that there's light at the end of the tunnel, that there is joy made available to you, that you don't have to live like that. And I think that joy is one of those things that we can look at it and we can see it from a biblical context too, because in Psalm 128, you know, it really talks about how joy and the joy of man has withered away. The psalm and the psalmist talks about how through the circumstances, joy was gone. You know, when you think about bitterness or you think about even indifference, then think about like an apathy type of thinking. When you just become disheartened or you become indifferent towards people, indifferent towards the season, indifferent towards God, that really steals your joy, which is only going to lead you to a sadness, which potentially can lead you to depression. So we've got to watch that indifference. When we're just indifferent towards others and friends, and we're indifferent towards God, we're indifferent towards the church, we're indifferent towards our leaders, right? We're just indifferent. We're just like, eh. When you're somebody's indifferent, there's almost a sense of like, I don't really care. I have this blah feeling about it. That's real dangerous because that steals your joy. Also, when you look at joy, typically joy can be taken from us when we're focusing on the wrong thing. And all we do is we're looking at the bad. We're looking at, and this could include people, when we criticize a lot, we're looking at the bad. We just see the bad. It's magnified throughout the day. All you see is the bad, the negative. Your mindset has just a tendency to yield towards the negative. Well, that's also going to steal your joy. And that could potentially lead you to this depression, the sadness. Joy in Psalm 128 says that joy and the joy of men, it just withered away. And when I think about withered away, it didn't just go overnight. It withered. When something withers, it's a slow process. This is the first thing to go when our hearts are really not aligned the way they're supposed to be aligned. You know, it is your human nature to be joyful. And oftentimes, and I've got to talk about your spiritual side here in this podcast, because I believe that joy is very spiritual. I believe that joy is very supernatural. It is not natural to be joyful in the midst of a circumstance. It's not natural, but it can be recovered. It doesn't necessarily have to stay in our lives as a depression and we have to live with it. I'm a true believer because I've been in times where I have felt very depressed. And with reason, it's one of the symptoms of grief. But I could tell you that one thing that has helped me throughout the course of my life, when I've had unforeseen circumstances that were not very pleasing, pleasant, when the holidays came around and there was really a reason for you to be sad or for me to be sad or discouraged or depressed, but I always invite God in. When you invite God in, you're inviting joy in. I believe that when you are really removing yourself from him, you're only inviting sorrow to come in. I believe that joy, you know, it's I love what it says in Psalm 16:11. It says that where God is, where his presence is, there's fullness of joy. When you think of that word, it means unending. God doesn't give you joy. He is joy. And joy can come to you in the midst of sorrow and pain, even in the midst of you not knowing what to do, or even seeing the external factors that are going on in your life. I think when you think about joy is something so powerful, because joy is really something that brings healing to you. It says mourning can come at night, but joy comes in the morning. And that's another scripture as well too. And joy is really a place of rest, and you're resting in the victory of God. And this is so truly beyond any human ability, because it's so easy for us to look at our circumstances and then obviously feel sad about it because we don't like them. But really, joy should be our way of life. And joy can actually come from your connection with God. Joy actually comes from even changing the way you are thinking. Joy is actually what brings strength to you. So when you think about depression, I said one of the symptoms was fatigue. You feel tired. You just don't have this sense of wanting to do anything. You just have no strength. But joy really brings strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. This is of the Lord. So he is joy. Joy has nothing to do with having or not having. God is the restorer of joy. You can actually have joy in the midst of pain, joy in the midst of sorrow, joy in the midst of a trial. And one of the things that is really is always trying to oppose us is really this, you know, trying to take us away from joy, is a constant, I would say, during these seasons. It could be a constant battle to try to maintain that joy. You know, a lack of joy, when you think about it, it's really a sign that God's not really the source anymore. And I'm a true believer that if we want joy to come back, we have to include the spiritual aspect to us, because joy is a spiritual component. And I think it's important for us to look and go, hey, have I been sad? And why have I been sad? Do I need to help my brain release some dopamine? How? Well, I need to exercise right. I need to eat maybe and choose the right foods. I need to maybe spend time with friends, or maybe I need to get some good sleep. Maybe I need to do some good hygiene. Are my stress levels really high? You know, when you think about this seasonal depression, it's like, man, are there some external factors where I'm saying yes to things when I should say not today? Maybe you're overextending yourself and you feel this pressure to have to go buy gifts for everybody. And just that pressure is really causing the stress levels to go up, which is only going to lead us to depression. And we don't want to end the year that way. We want to end the year full of joy. Joy is such a powerful, powerful tool. I believe joy is a powerful weapon. I read a book years ago, and it said something like, if an enemy can take your joy, he can take your goods. Meaning, if your joy can be lost, then basically all other things can be lost. Joy protects you. Joy, it heals. Actually, joy can heal you. I found joy in seasons of my life where I could have been very depressed, but I found joy again. And I'm a person that exercises, love exercise. That was a way that I released dopamine in my brain. I started to learn some things about myself during that season. I also found myself, really examining those areas of my life. And one of the things that has always been strong in my life is my prayer life. Connecting with God, who is joy, really brought things in perspective. I changed my view. I started telling myself a different story. I started to see hope. I, thank God, had a great support system. So there's just some things that we can do. You don't have to live with depression. If you are depressed, please reach out to us. Send us a message. We would love to even just agree with you and pray with you. Because you don't have to live with that. You can actually find joy, and you find joy when you find God. And so I just want to encourage all the listeners, if you have felt so sad and depressed, and just pause for a moment and really reflect, like, what is causing this sadness? Is it just seasonal? Is it remind me of something? Is it triggering a trauma in me? Then seek help. Is it reminding me of the past? Then seek help. Talk to somebody. That's important to identify it and then really connect with God as the source of joy. So this week, let's all connect with the source of joy, who is joy. And I leave you with these last thoughts that there may be mourning at night, but joy is available for you in the morning. And I leave you with this last scripture. The joy of the Lord is your strength.